The importance of radiative pumping on the emission of the H_2O submillimeter lines in galaxies, by Eduardo González Alfonso et al. H2O submillimeter emission is a powerful diagnostic of the molecular interstellar medium in a variety of sources, including low and high mass star forming regions of the Milky Way, and from local to high redshift galaxies. However, the excitation mechanism of these lines in galaxies has been debated, preventing a basic consensus on the physical information that H2O provides. Both radiative pumping due to H2O absorption of far infrared photons emitted by dust and collisional excitation in dense shocked gas have been proposed to explain the H2O emission. Here we propose two basic diagnostics to distinguish between the two mechanisms. 1. In shock-excited regions, the ortho H2O321/212.75 and the para H2O220-111,101 rotational lines are expected to be in emission while, if radiative pumping dominates, both far infrared lines are expected to be in absorption. 2. Based on statistical equilibrium of H2O level populations, the radiative pumping scenario predicts that the apparent isotropic net rate of far infrared absorption in the 321-212.75 and 220-111.101 lines should be higher than or equal to the apparent isotropic net rate of submillimeter emission in the 321-312.1163 GHz and 220-211.1229 GHz lines, respectively. Applying both criteria to all 16 galaxies and several galactic high-mass star-forming regions where the H2O75 and submillimeter lines have been observed with Herschel, Pax and Spire, we show that in most extra-galactic sources the H2O submillimeter line excitation is dominated by far-infrared pumping, with collisional excitation of the low excitation levels in some of them. Based on this finding, we revisit the interpretation of the correlation between the luminosity of the H2O 988 GHz line and the source luminosity in the combined galactic and extragalactic sample. This was the importance of radiative pumping on the emission of the H_2O submillimeter lines in galaxies, by Eduardo González Alfonso et al.